Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here from the world headquarters on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin, MC Swimbait Master, bass fishermen, everything else. And we have master fish processors and creators of the finest to-go rubs that you can take home, too, with you. Sean and Christian from Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros, the markets. Boy, what a great show, and talking about some great stuff here with Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros and Markets. I mean, there's so many questions, so many calls, so many texts.
Good questions, too.
Yeah, really good stuff, yeah. And we're giving away a fantastic prize.
A really cool prize, Pete. Several different things involved here. $25 gift certificate for Fisherman's Processing, a three-pack of rubs, which includes some of the new ones.
Yeah, we got the ceviche mix. We got the smoking S&P and our tried and true Poke Mix.
So that, wow, the $25 gift certificate and a $100 certificate to Cal's Custom Reels, repair and customization right there.
Right, yeah.
And so whether you us, give us a shout, call, or text us via the app, the number 213, one open line right now. That's the, yeah, that's the key.
And I'm going to give a little hint here,
okay,
for the callers versus the texters.
Yes.
If you call, you have a much better shot at getting in the rotation.
I can't.
At getting in a rotation and getting the prize.
I can't believe how many texts there are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's
that's
100
the
of
problem.
Them.
We get hundreds of texts.
Yes.
We, you know, so if you want to win the prize, you better call.
I'll give the number. It's 213-432-1090. That's
yeah,
the number.
That's a good way to do it, for sure. All right. Let's find out what's biting out there.
I like the idea, and it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Low prices are great, and the free ice is amazing. But Summit Gasoline, apart from the rest, goes much deeper. Like Martha, the store manager that heads up the well-trained and busy staff, you can get frozen bait and chum, gourmet Italian coffee, discounted live bait certificates, and here's the one that just drives me crazy, is 100 pounds of free ice to our listeners with the minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. Summit Gasoline, easy in and out with your boat trailer. It's at the San Diego Sports Arena right across from the Home Depot. It's super easy,
such
convenient.
And the prices, oh my gosh, cheaper than Costco.
Well, it's
unbelievable.
It's like even with Costco, and it's so easy with a boat trailer.
Yeah,
and it's
so much better. And clean, great service, super people.
If
Summit Gasoline.
If you're getting off the freeway to go to the Point Loma Shelter Island launch ramp, or you're going to Dana Landing,
it's
easy.
It's right there.
It's in your path.
Yeah. Private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Corey and Sean and Kristen. And then, of course, hopefully Ricky and Dallas are listening. Congratulations on the addition of their family there. How about that, huh?
Yeah, so cool. We're very excited.
Yeah.
Special gift.
Yeah. So, anyway, what an incredible sunrise this morning. At least at this part of town. I hope you guys got the same effects down there.
Oh,
just stunning.
Oh, yes.
And with that northeast breeze backing off, looks like we're set for some awesome weekend weather here. Time to get out and about, guys. Do a little poking around, see what's biting out there. If you're up here in the Long Beach area, Nacho's got some squid and receiver now, which is good news, first time in a long time. And so if you go rolling in there, get a few swings, and then you opt to take off, you got a couple different options here. You might want to stay local. Local bass fishing's been decent. Check out the local wrecks and rocks and hard bottom, both off the Huntington Beach sector and the east end of the horseshoe. There is kind of a better area. And it can definitely be worthy at this time of year, but you want to have enough weight to make sure you get that squid a little closer to the bottom there. Most of that stuff is down in the lower part of the water column. And I'd also pay really close attention to Palos Verdes structure spots and kelp beds at this time of the year. Over the years, we've had some really good winter sea bass fishing on the spots from Furman up to, like, Portuguese Bend like that. You get above Portuguese Bend, you got to be paying very close attention to where those closures are. Eco Wackos up there are watching really close, and it's really a shame.
People get busted too, right, Mark?
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Nonstop. And what's really sinful is the best winter sea bass in this area was Marineland Reef, and it's right in the heart of that closure.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, you know, there's plenty of other spots, both above and below there. So definitely worth a check. And then if you need some insight on how to fish that local stuff, of course, our book, Between 2 and 20 Fathoms, tells you all the local spots there. The other sector to be checking out this time of year for sure is the famous Catalina Island. No meaningful sea bass reports yet that I've heard of. A few rumors, but can't verify them. But, man, it's just a lot of times it's only because there's just not that many guys fishing, which is, I think, mostly the case. We've caught plenty of early season fish there, and my favorite sector was that middle back area. Both, and again, we got a closure to deal with right in the middle of it. But both above that and below that, there's plenty of early season spots there. And we've had some pretty darn good fishing at this time of year. And while you're checking some of them beaches around in there, you're likely to catch some nice halibut. That halibut fishing has been probably the brightest spot at Catalina all winter long. It's been pretty darn steady this year. So that's this week's report. And hopefully we got a little more for next week. Still waiting for somebody to go out there in the tuna grounds there and see if there's a few tunas living on the Tanner yet. We got really nice weather this weekend, it looks like, so maybe that'll get a little checked.
Yeah. Sean, get ready.
And of course, it's close to be that time. Yeah,
yeah, it is. I mean, I can feel it. It's February next week, so yeah, we're headed into it. So, and of course, fishdope.com. Danny and Jeff and the boys always have the best stuff there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, let's see. Maybe I should let Corey say it. We're still on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And if you guys are thinking bait tanks, do not delay. We are insanely busy building lots of really cool stuff and a lot of big tanks right now. But, man, we're very busy, so get your orders in if you're thinking about it. And just as a little sidebar, I heard from Danny a little bit ago, gray snappers are biting, and he won the jackpot this week with a 10-pound kingfish, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, wow. He's down to the Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jeff's doing a good job while he's gone, too. So,
yeah.
Great. Hey, Mark, great to hear from you. Go see Mark at Tiziv. Get your bait tank ordered up now, and you might have it by the season, right?
Might.
Might. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah. Appreciate the report. We'll
okay,
talk to you,
we'll see you guys
next Saturday. And while we're waiting for Marcos, you have a good text, huh?
Kurt? I do. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's alongside Cutting Fish, and this is from Kurt of Mo Valley. And because Kurt left his telephone number here, he's eligible for part of the prize, right?
Yeah.
So he says, good morning, guys. Congrats to Mr. and Mrs. Maxa. And then secondarily, he says, can you have Sean and Kristen explain the differences between tapered and flexible and stiff fillet knives and then in intended use? So,
well, I know what we do. We need a stiff knife is what we use. It gives better feedback to the user. With the stiffer knife, you feel the bones better. You know exactly where the tip of that blade is.
And what ends a knife would?
Fish Pro Series is what we use at the shop. There's a Fish Pro's 6S, which is Raymond's preferred knife, our lead cutter. And then there's the 6-inch, 8-inch, and 10-inch.
I love the 8-inch.
Oh, it's real versatile. Real versatile. You can use that for almost anything. It's small enough you can fillet a fish.
And I might add, too, that Donnie and Heidi are going to be at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing event, too, in February.
Excellent.
So.
Yeah, you can get through. We sell the knives online at our store also, at fpgourmet.com. You can get them at Anza.
Yeah. I think they're going to be at the Fred Hall Show, too, in
Perfect.
Long Beach.
Get them.
Don and Heidi.
Go see Donnie
and
Heidi.
And you sell them at your shop.
And we sell them at our shop. Yeah. And so if they're out of stock or whatever, we got them, too.
Yeah.
So either way, but they're excellent knife. It's a high-carbon steel, Markita handle, so it's not a it doesn't absorb any bacteria or anything.
It's great knife.
It cleans up real nice. You just got to keep it oiled because they will rust because of the high carbon seal. But that high carbon seal gives you a cutting edge that you can't believe. So
and
sharp.
What's the advantage of it? It stays sharper?
It stays sharp longer, and it gets sharper than a regular
stainless blade.
Yeah,
you
for sure. Yeah. Flexible, we don't use. I know certain people like it for salmon, and like some people like it for halibut flame. We don't use anything flexible. Everything we have is going to be stainless.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's on the stiffer end of things.
Yeah, it's certain fish. So I don't know a whole lot about the use of a flexible knife because we just don't use them.
Well, yeah. And I use a flexible flay knife, and what I use it for is like a 3 to 4 pound fish or smaller, mm-hmm. and you're able to get along the backbone
and
put a bend in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Get a bend in it.
A nice clean along the bone cut. So I mean that's kind of to describe the two differences.
Exactly, there is a difference. Yep.
And appreciate the text, Kurt.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And we have another text too from it's actually from Rick in Orange. He didn't leave his phone number.
Oh,
so
what about
Rick? Not able to be eligible for the prize. But it's a good question, and I have this question a lot. What is the best way for a private boater to process their rockfish, calico, sheephead? Should clean salt water, fresh water? How the cleaning and the fish in the ice chest and salt water? What's the best way to process those fish on the boat? If you're cutting fish on the boat, like rockfish and smaller fish.
We see two things with those. Either it's 50-50. Some people want to gill and gut them and leave it just like that. Other people want the fillets. So you either fillet it or you gill and gut it.
Okay.
And either way, you're gonna bleed it. You're gonna put it in ice water as soon as possible. Treat it just like any other fish as far as that's concerned. But we see. And it leans towards gilling and gutting and leaving it whole. I see more of that these days than I do the fillets.
And cooking it whole?
Yeah, I think they steam them.
Oh, I think whole vermilion rockfish.
Fill it all up with lemons
so
and onions and all your good
and
stuff.
And what spice would you put on that, Kristen?
Oh, probably lemon herb. Lemon herb is really good on that wider fillets.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, rockfish makes excellent fish tacos, too.
Oh, and ceviche, right?
You would use
ceviche. True, too.
Yeah. So, now, do you have a spice for fish tacos?
Yeah, we do. We have two that you could use. There's our chili lime and our Baja.
Taste of Baja.
Taste of Baja.
Taste of Baja. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How many different spices and rubs do you have?
I've lost count.
I think we're over a dozen.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But you talked about it earlier. In my heart, what I feel is the coolest thing of it all is you're making these, and they're from the heart. They're from their original ingredients.
We make them all by hand in small batches at our shop. You know, the days that our crew isn't busy filleting fish, you know, they're making rubs and restocking us.
You're not repackaging something
you're making it.
It's unique to it's our signature rubs.
Yeah.
And then I want to know that it's not just for fish. I mean, our rubs are we have chicken, we have beef covered, we have pork covered, not just fish at our shop. We cover it all.
Let me ask you this. With my Traeger, I had the thing 10 days. I've used it 6 times. Can you imagine? Everything from smoked fish to I want to do a tri-tip. What am I getting as far as?
Well, you got choices. We got our new smoking S&P, which would be excellent. We also have smokehouse beef, which would be perfect.
So one of those
two. Or garlic pepper. We have a garlic pepper rub that would be excellent.
Wow.
Also.
Mm.
Or if you want to go like a carne asada type thing, you can use one of our chili lime or the taste of Baja on it.
God, that's crazy.
Do you have a variety pack that you sell?
We do. At the Pacific Coast Show, we're going to have 3 for $20 or 6 for, what is it? 6?
It's 10 for 60, yeah.
10 for 60.
So 10 will cover
20.
You get a lot that way.
We started that when we only had 10 rubs. You can get one of everything, or you can get 10 poke mixes.
So we'll have that deal going for all 3 days at the show. And
what an awesome gift pack, too. That would be.
I mean, during the holidays, you wouldn't believe how many sales.
Oh, yeah.
But if you've got a fishing buddy or whatever that takes you out fishing.
A co-worker, a fishing buddy.
Yeah, if you need a white elephant gift, it's perfect.
All of our rubs are $7.95, so not a huge investment there. So.
But you're getting a great discount by purchasing.
Well, if you take advantage of the sale, for sure.
Man, PCS, here I come.
Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Kyle? Kyle in San Marcos. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Congratulations to Ricky in Dallas. Pretty awesome.
Yes,
I got a quick question for you. On bluefin, so I've had processed fish, and I do a good job of vacuum sealing mine. And then, for the most part, I'll give away 90% of it or eat it all fresh, but every now and then I'll freeze a couple of chunks. And so I pulled one out the other day. It was rather brown, and it was about 4 months old. Is there a way to keep it more red, more fresh-looking, or is that just kind of the aging process for bluefin?
Now let me ask you a question. Did you freeze it right away, or did you wait 3 or 4 days and realize you're not going to eat it and then freeze it?
Probably within 48 hours. It was pretty quick.
It was pretty quick.
But it did kind of sit on the top of the freezer, so it might have got shuffled around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, was it just the one piece?
It was a couple pieces. I froze like 3 pieces.
Sometimes you see that when the fish doesn't get cold fast enough after you catch it, the faster you get that fish down to temp, cold, 32 degrees or so, the less likely it's going to go brown on you. It could have been bleeding also if you didn't get all the blood out of it. But it's just try to get it cold faster. And if you know you're not going to get to eating it all, get it in the freezer as soon as you can. Also, if you overload your freezer, you get what's the kind of a hot spot, they call it, in the middle. So the fish on the outside might be frozen, but it insulates a few pieces on the inside, and they don't freeze for days. So it could have been 2 or 3 days if those were in the middle of a bunch of other pieces. So what you want to do is layer your fish in your freezer, make a layer, leave the rest in the refrigerator, let that layer freeze, and then add another layer and do it over several days, bring it into the freezer.
All right. Interesting. Very good. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Cheer.
Cheer.
Let's do it. And good morning, Cheer. Cheer from Cardiff. Welcome. Hey. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. And I want to start off by congratulating Rick and Dallas and little Wyatt. Gosh, that little guy is so handsome. It's unbelievable. And I'm not talking about Rick.
Yeah, I saw pictures of him, yeah.
He's got Ricky written all over him.
No, Dallas.
Little Ricky.
No kidding.
He didn't get his good looks from Rick, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, just joking with you, Rick. 2021 was an interesting year because, as you said, you guys were slammed. And for me, a couple times I had to go different places with my fish because when I'd get off my friend's boat, if I was on one, you guys were full up. So, you know, it was kind of a good thing in a way because I got an opportunity to see the product that was done by other processors in San Diego, including yours off of Shogun Trips and whatnot. And there's no question that the work that you all do is by far the best. I mean, there's just, I know that for a fact. That's my opinion, but I know it for a fact. So thank you, Sean, for everything you do. Because I still have fish in my freezer, which is delicious. And second of all, hey, you guys, you know, the brine kit's epic. I have people lined up for my smoked fish. But the beer batter mix, guys, that is so good.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about
that. I mean, you missed that.
We heard that one. I've had beer batter for a while. It's excellent, isn't it?
Really?
What do you use your beer batter on?
Halibut.
There you go.
Oh. Yum.
So it's the batter, good. And then you just add the liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah, the beer?
Either beer or champagne or even water for someone who was a non-alcoholic.
Soda water, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's excellent. It's seasoned. It's seasoned beer batter.
Pete, you've got to try it.
So all you do is just add the liquid and then fry it up.
Again, mm-hmm. Our signature, easy use. We keep it simple.
Whoa. All right, sure. Yeah.
While we're on that, we also have a panko.
A panko,
that's
wow.
also seasoned. And it's
really?
Just easy.
And then you just roll it up?
You roll it in egg, and then...
You can do an egg and flour, or even just dip in the fish on the panko itself. So you could either bake it, or you could fry it afterwards.
Wow. Crazy.
Sounds pretty good, huh, Corey?
Are you kidding me? I'm speechless. Hey, Cheer, thanks a lot. You're making us hungry. Appreciate the call this morning. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, Sean, I just had to call in because... just to give you some props on the poking kit. You know, I cook every day. I kind of think of myself as a pretty good chef. I think other people do, too. I make a dozen different kinds of fresh poke. And I thought when you came out with that, well, this is, I don't think it's going to be anything. I don't want to do it. But having used it, it's so easy. It is so good. You guys did a great job on that. I can't wait to try the ceviche stuff. Now, as a matter of fact, I'm down here this morning going to Don Henson's memorial, and I think I want to pop into the store afterwards and maybe pick up some of that. What should I be getting? What should I be taking home?
Whatever sounds good. The ceviche mix is there. Smoking S&P's there. Of course, we got your pokey mix if you need a little more of that around. But just go in and take
pokey kit.
Pokey mix
and kit.
And combo. Yeah, we have the sauce and the mix. But you'll see we have a bunch of baskets with all of our products in it. Take a look. We got quite a few of them now. So, and we cover all your different needs, you know, fish, pork, beef, all of it.
One of the things that gets overlooked a lot is our complete Italian seasoning.
Oh, wow.
My daughter will make spaghetti sauce, and she'll just put a bunch of that in the sauce that she's pulled out, and, you know, she can make spaghetti now, and it's delicious.
Just as a seasoning
just
flavor
a seasoning.
Sprinkled on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It has a salt and pepper and garlic and onion
your
and everything.
Ragu,
so.
You just add it in.
Right?
Wow. So here's another thing. My wife, Lolly, is like the pickiest of picky eaters, everything, you know, like organic and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. She loves to use the pokey sauce in stir fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it works great.
It does.
I take it to work as a salad dressing, too. It's just delicious. So.
Yeah.
Like even in a vegetable stir fry.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bart, have you tried our pokey sauce?
I have not.
Oh, we got to get you, we gotta get you on that.
I always have the liquid in my cabinet, you know, so I get the dry and I mix it together. It's always great.
Okay.
I'll fix them up today.
Yeah, it makes life easy.
You can mix it together,
but it's like this is done right. And
the ratios are just right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're probably doing it right, too, because it's on the package how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Hey, Bart, nice to hear from you. Drive carefully.
Nice
thanks.
Nice to hear from you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Bart.
Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, John... sent in a text that says, hey, Let's Talk Hookup. I'd like to ask Fisherman's Processing, can we get tuna jerky? What's the process for making jerky versus smoked fish? So I think basically he's asking, what's the difference between making jerky versus smoked fish when you make it at Fisherman's Processing?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
In simple terms, the difference is cooking and dehydrating. Jerky is dehydrated. Smoked is cooked.
Okay. So when you make it, you have a dehydrator that dehydrates it?
Our smoker is a commercial smoker that allows us, it has a computer attached to it, and we have a dehydration settings, and we have smoking settings.
So do you smoke first or dehydrate first?
We do a little bit of smoke on it, just to give it that smoky flavor, and then it goes into a dehydration mode.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And the other difference is how they cut the fish.
Yeah, it's definitely cut more like jerky, and the smoke is left as chunks. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Hey, I guess Marcos is MIA. So
I guess so.
I guess
the fishing's so good.
Yeah. This portion of the show sponsored by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they process the best fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, their rubs, their smoked cheeses. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't had your toast, their cheeses are amazing. Yeah. When you do the Gruyere, oh, man. Call me up.
We'll have it. I love it.
Oh, you will. Okay. And their famous tuna burgers, amazing pokey kits. Stop by their location at Old Town, easy to get to, right there on Taylor Street. Call for details, or you can order online, like we've been talking about, at fishermansprocessing.com. So you said Fish Pros.
FPGourmet.com
or fishermansprocessing.com.
If you go to Fisherman's Processing, you'll see a tab right at the top that says The Market.
The Market.
Oh, okay. Click on that tab at the top, and it takes you to FP Gourmet.
That takes you to The Market.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Pretty simple.
All right. Very good. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
All right. How about Jim? Jim Cohn from National City. Good morning, Jim, and welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. Another great show. Sean and his wife there, we got a mutual friend Jeff Roberto down here in National City. He's got a little.
We love that guy.
I've known him a few years.
Jeff is the best.
And you know, he speaks so highly of you guys.
It goes likewise. We love that guy.
Yeah. He is a great person. That store is a great little store. But anyway,
sure is.
The problem being, I talked to Jeff. I didn't fish much last year. I had a hip problem, but some of my friends were going, I'm not going to mention a name of a certain processor, and they weren't getting back, you know, the amount of fish that they thought they should have been getting. Now, Sean, what I want to ask of you is, how do you make sure that these people get their fish and the right amount of fish? I don't know, maybe that's not being
fair. That's a good question. It is such an involved process of organization, but my crew has got it down. It starts at the dock. We take in your fish. We document what we took in. When we get back to the shop, when we sort it out before it goes on the table, we make sure we have the same count that we got from the dock laying next to the table ready to go on. And then once it goes on the table, once the tags are off the fish, now we got to replace them with index cards that every order has the index card that goes with that order all the way through the process. Then we never put two different orders on one rack. We always make sure one rack per order, so there's no mix up there. And then when they bag one order at a time, and it goes into the freezer. Everything gets labeled, the rack gets labeled, and all the index cards stay with the fish the whole time. So there's a ton of organization that we do to make sure their fish goes back to the person that gave it to us. Now, as far as yields go, a lot of people don't understand how yields work. The species matters, the size matters. You get different yields from different fish. But we've broke it down on our website. You can go to our fishermansprocessing.com, and we, under services, you'll see what you can expect back. Or I think it says your yields, or it'll say something to the effect of yields or what you can expect in fillets. And click on that, and then we have a whole chart that we have developed over the years of processing of what you can expect from a certain size fish of a certain species. So you can get an idea what to expect back.
Okay, so it depends on the size of the fish and the species
yes.
of the fish. Okay, let's say 100-pound bluefin tuna.
Uh-huh.
What's the yield?
You're probably going to be in the 33 percentile, somewhere 33, 35.
33. So basically you get 33 to 33 pounds of totally processed vacuum-packed fish
Correct.
Back from that.
And that there's exceptions to that. You got a big gaff mark that we have to cut around.
Right, right.
Or if it's got some parasites or something bizarre like that, tumors. We come across those occasionally. Not too much in bluefin, but we do occasionally get some anomalies that we have to cut around. That could affect your yield.
Okay, what about a 30-pound bluefin tuna?
You're going to get down into the 25%.
Okay.
Yeah,
the smaller the fish, the less the yield likely, right?
And then it goes to a point. It doesn't mean the bigger the fish, the more the yield. You get to a threshold.
Okay.
And that threshold's right around 38 to 40%.
Okay.
On the big fish.
On the bigger fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many people, want the belly and the collar?
Everybody.
I'm a collar dude.
Everybody
you know?
Wants the belly. A lot of more people are wanting the collars now.
Yeah.
I would say half the people that want the collars don't even know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
we have a video on that, too, on how to cook your collar using our sesame spice rub, too.
That's the most incredible part of the fish.
They're trying them. Everybody's trying them.
Yeah. Especially yellowtail collar.
Yellowtail.
We
have a YouTube video on yellowtail collars.
Pete, yellowtail collars are horrible. Just call me.
Just call me.
give them all to me.
Yeah.
But definitely collars and bellies. People want their collars and bellies. So.
Yeah. For sure.
There's no part to waste at all. Absolutely.
No,
hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk again. More from Sean and Chris. We're having so much fun. They're from Fishman's Process, and we're going to be back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Mightier 1090 or
Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, so yeah. Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back. Thank you.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, presented by Progressive. March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at fredhall.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having so much fun in studio, and one open line, you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090. It's been a very busy morning, giving away a $25 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing, along with a three-pack of rubs, and a certificate, $100 for Cal's Custom Reels.
What a package that is.
Oh, my God.
The amount of texts we're getting, crazy, and phone calls. Keep the phone calls coming. Texts, I think we have too many.
Right?
I don't know. But right now, we have a great guy on the line. You know, a couple weeks ago, when Bob Hoos and Dwayne Diego were on the show introducing our new sponsor, Costa Sunglasses, we had so many questions about RX, about prescription sunglasses. Yeah, Sean's going, yeah, me too. And we have the man, Chris Schultz, is on the line from Costa. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Pete, how are things?
Hey, doing great. I mean, we're so excited about being a partner with Costa here. And one of the cool things about Costa is that they have fantastic RX sunglasses, right?
Absolutely. I've been in the RX world all my adult life. I'd like to think of us as having absolute amazing vision, both in non-prescription and RX, as you're mentioning.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I've been wearing Costa since the beginning of the year. I'm loving them. I'm a Tuna Alley guy right now. But you told me, you said, wait a minute, I'm going to set you up with some other stuff here that you'll really like.
Oh yeah, we're going to get you in some really sweet new styles and get you not only looking good but seeing better.
Yeah. Cool. So now what about prescription? What's the deal with Costa and prescription sunglasses? Like we said, we had so many people want to know about it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you, I'm sure you know, we were started in 83 by a bunch of hardcore anglers. And so fishing's in our DNA. And what we're doing prescription-wise is our technology is called 580. And what 580 is, it is the yellow light that exists out there in the world. Our technology blocks out the yellow light. Yellow causes glare and haze in your vision, both on the water, driving around the highway there. So we block that out so you see more clearly. We also color enhance the red, green, and blue for contrast and clarity. So you're just going to see better all the time when you're wearing our technology. And that's, like I said, we do that in RX as well as our non-RX lenses.
So how does one get a pair of prescription Costas?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to do something like that, Pete, is going to be to go to our website, costadelmar.com. On there, you can put in your zip code at the dealer locator section, and it's going to point you to different authorized RX dealers in your area. We have a ton of them in Southern California as well as the entire country. The nice thing about going to an authorized dealer in your area is you'll be able to try on all the different styles as well as be informed about the different materials that we have for lenses. You and I were speaking briefly. One of the things that makes us stand out is we do make prescription and non-prescription lenses out of glass being super durable. If you're out and getting salt spray, on your lenses. They're not going to scratch up when you're on the boat or just out on the water in general. And our authorized dealers can get you in glass or one of our other two lightweight materials. If you're not by a local dealer when you use the website, you can also order directly from Costa. We use that. So, like I said, if there's nobody in your immediate area, you can just have an option to get Costas. The website, however, doesn't allow you to try on frames, obviously. And also, we only allow one material to be ordered on our website, and it is not glass.
Not glass. Okay, so if you want the 580 glass, which is the one that doesn't scratch, it's the most durable, you need to go to one of your preferred providers.
100%. If you're bleeding out some skipjack for your morning poke, it's not going to scratch them up when you go to clean them.
There you go. Yeah, just wipe them off with your T-shirt, and they won't scratch?
100%. All of our coatings are encapsulated in the clear glass lenses, so both sides of the lens are completely protected. I clean with my T-shirt all day long, no issues.
And you know one of the amazing things about the 580 glass that Costa makes is it's so lightweight. You really can't tell a lot of difference between the poly lens weight and the glass lens weight, right?
Yeah, 100%. I'm glad you brought that up. The glass is considerably lighter than traditional glass, about 22%. So not only are you getting increased durability, but you're also getting that lightweight, which is nice. And you pair that, your Tuna Alley frame that you mentioned, most of our frames are made from plants. So that's a bioresin material. So it's super lightweight, crazy durable. It holds its shape. If you live out in El Centro and it sits on your dashboard all summer long, it's not going to spread out and widen out. It's going to fit just like it did on day one. And you pair that with our glass lens products, and there's not a lot of added weight.
Wow. All right. So if we want to find, like, let's say Sean is, like, you got him hungry for a pair of Costa sunglasses right now.
I've had them before. They're the best.
Yeah. How does he find one, like here in San Diego?
Yeah, I go to our website, www.costadelmar.com, pop in your zip code, and it'll just pull up dealers in your area. I know there's a couple of really big ones that are going to be loaded to the gills with all of our current styles. That's the easiest way to get down there, try them on, have an expert to help you get fitted so we know it's the perfect fit for you, and they will take care of the rest.
All right. Well, Chris, we sure appreciate you joining us, and we'll have to talk more about Costa's prescriptions and more, because a lot of us anglers, especially as we age, we need those prescriptions, and very important to be seen
you correctly
and,
me both.
And be protected, right?
100%. Everything we do is UV protected, and it's just going to ensure the safety of your vision wearing them. I fly fish. I never do it without a pair of Costas on. It saves your eyes from hooks and anything else that might hit them.
Absolutely. All right, Chris, I sure appreciate the information. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Anytime, Pete. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot. Hey, Corey,
thanks.
Look who's
take
on
care.
The line.
I know it. It's an addition, not an addition, but a continuation of
fishdope.com. Yeah, he's a little bit tardy, but we're glad to have him.
I'm sure he's got a good reason.
Yeah, for sure. Marcos from Seaforth. Good morning, Marcos.
I am a little bit tardy. We are in the process of getting out the Sea-Watch half-day trip there, and I almost forgot to call you guys, but it worked out okay because we literally just got a report from the Tribune on their day and a half fishing down the coast there. And they start off the morning, they have three bluefin on the boat with fish in that 30 to 45-pound range, and Captain Tyler said there's more fish around, so we're hoping to get another update from them. But good, that bluefin season, we're going to say it never really ended. We're still in the 2020 season here. It just keeps going. Those guys out there catching those bluefin, and good overall. I mean, they were going out on the weekends, nice weather, great fishing, and that's also true for the half days, both of them. The new Seaforth, fishing those extended half days, fishing out of Mexico there, so very good bottom fishing, doing a little bit of deeper water rockout fishing there, catching limits on most, if not all, of those trips there. Sea-Watch, fishing locally, picking away at those bass. They're seeing calico bass, sand bass. Not necessarily taking home a lot, but they're getting a lot of fishing in there. They're releasing some fish, which isn't always a bad thing with that bass fishing there either. So a lot of fun to be had there. And just make sure you have the passport if you want to do those Mexico trips, either on the Tribute or the Pacifica fishing down the coast or those new Seaforth extended half days. And whatever you do, just don't be tardy and miss your boat there like I almost did this morning with the show.
Yeah, good job, Marcos. Hey, not only rockfish, Marcos, I saw the new Seaforth extended half day fish in Mexican waters had some jumbo lingcod.
Really?
Yeah, lingcod fishing has been good, huh?
They did. And, just speaking of rockcod, I I know he's not there, but I want to say congratulations to Rick on his new kid there. He's in for a treat.
Yeah, for sure. And we might add, too, that tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Ryan Bostian will be here from the San Diego, talking a little C4, talking a little San Diego. He'll be up and running real soon, right?
They are doing boat work right now. We don't have a date for when they'll be back. I'm sure he'll be able to update you more, but we would imagine by March he's going to be back up and running there, which will, you know, which kind of just going by past history there, they do a good job on there, and, you know, good for him and his crew. They have had some really good seasons there. They need to do that boat work, and I'm sure that boat's going to be beautiful and out there catching tuna before we know it.
All right, fantastic. Well, how do we find you if we want to go to C4 Sport Fishing?
Check the website, c4thlanding.com. We got the full schedules up there for those half days, both of them, the local and the extended. And if you've been fishing for a while, double check that schedule because we're not fishing a normal schedule. We're not running two trips a day. We're just doing one of the locals and one of the extended there. So definitely check that. I mean, we don't mind talking to you, but if you're here at 6 a.m., we're going to be a little early for that half day. And the tributes up there also. You can make reservations directly online for any of those trips. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, and get out there fishing.
And also get your wiggle treats right next door at the Royal Rooster, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, there's some great food there. You can pick up some MC Swim Baits in the tackle shop and go out there and catch some bass.
Nice little plug. And the sweetest part of it all the free parking, Marcos.
There's a lot of free parking, and that's definitely a benefit, especially now. You know, especially now.
All right, Marcos, better late than never, and we appreciate your call this morning, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I'll be on time next week, I promise.
All right, perfect. All right. Yeah, always a highlight for us. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much. And again, I want to remind you, tomorrow, Captain Ryan Bostian from San Diego is going to be here. The man.
Yeah.
The king. Yeah, for sure. So that'll be some really good stuff there.
Be
talking
a lot of
some C4th stuff for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it, Corey.
All right, how about Mike? Mike Holm from Rosemead. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Hey, this kind of relates to the guy who texts about the rockfish. I do that all the time, and what I do is I clip all the fins and all the little bone protrusions around the face and gill plate area. There are quite a few, and so I kind of clip those off with the dikes that I have on. But what I like to do is I'll wrap the fish with a paper towel. And then vacuum pack it, and it kind of does two things. It prevents the spines from poking through the bag, and then during the vacuum processing, it also draws out the blood. So anyway, that works out for me. That's just a little tip for anybody out there.
That is a good one for sure. You know, and Mike, in addition, something we didn't talk about earlier, but if you're filleting fish on your own boat, you better make sure that you've got a square-inch patch of skin attached to that fillet, because if you get to the dock, they can't tell whether that's a little cow cod or whatever it is. I mean, you just have to make sure you have that little square-inch patch of skin for fish and wildlife.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing I might add, too, is those new AFCO pads. Have you seen those, Sean?
No.
Oh, they're fantastic. They basically suck all the moisture off of the fish. Oh. So you put it in with your Ziploc bag, mm-hmm. and it sucks all that moisture out. So it's going to make for such a better product. AFCO has that product. And the other new product they have for fish processing is the wire that you can run on up on big tuna, too. Yeah, the pit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have that now available, too. So
good
couple
products.
Products from AFCO to make.
AFCO has all kinds of new stuff coming, Pete. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I just got one of their boat bags. The coolest bow bag ever.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Yes.
That sounds great.
A nice camouflage. You could use it for a tackle bag.
Yeah.
It's like a little miniature duffel bag. It's perfect.
Okay.
I love it.
Cool.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks for the tip. Appreciate the call this morning. And, that's a good tip on the patch. And then the other thing, too, while you're fishing rockfish this time of the year in Mexican waters, is you need to have that declaration of entry filled out for all the passengers on your boat when you're bringing fish back from Mexico, and they will check that.
Just simply because you're bringing fish that's illegal in California waters, right?
Yeah.
And you're
bringing
them from Mexico where it is legal, so you just have to be able to cover all your tracks.
And sadly, you cannot bring cow cod. At all?
Yeah, at all. You cannot.
Really? I didn't know that one.
You cannot bring cow cod in from Mexico. If you catch a cow cod, like I have many times down there,
yeah,
you have to safely release them with your descending device and get them back down.
Well, that's
so you cannot bring cow cod in from Mexico.
Good to know.
Yeah. The only place you can do that is if you're a commercial guy, I think.
Oh,
and
okay.
If you're a Mexican fisherman, then you can maybe bring it. But
wow.
Yeah, because it's a prohibited species in California, same with black sea bass. Mm-hmm. It's a prohibited species in California. You can't bring it back legally if you're a recreational fisherman. Yeah. Here's an interesting text from Jeff in Costa Mesa. Tuna ribs, do you offer them smoked? Have you eaten them? I had to read this one because what are you talking about? Tuna ribs?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Seriously?
Oh, yeah. We get requests for it. We'll cut them and give them to you, but we don't smoke them. So
no.
It's on you to do what you want.
So wait, what do you do with tuna ribs?
People, they you know, I don't judge. Just give them what they want.
But check this out. It's like a cow kind of thing.
But so you understand, it's attached to the belly meat.
Okay.
So it's kind of savory.
Yeah. Well, actually, when you cut it, you're taking the belly meat off of them.
Right.
So it's just the ribs with the meat in between.
Interesting. All right.
I don't know.
Let's do it.
Know,
all right.
I know pork ribs and beef ribs are really good.
Well,
but why not?
You know, well, yeah, if you get a big tuna, right?
Why not?
Could be.
Yeah.
All right. Something new, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go and jump back in
why
the phone.
Not? Let's do it. How about John? John Cole from Mira Mesa. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk cook up, John.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, the older I get, the more I subscribe to what Jack Nielsen used to say, the hassle factor. And that's how I feel about the pokey sauce. You know, it's just so much more convenient.
Yep.
And yeah, I love it. So my question is, when I can't make it to your shop, I've seen it over there at Fastlane. Is there any other place in San Diego where I can pick up your product?
We have Fastlane, and you have right next door at Dana Landing.
Dana Landing.
You know, and then
they have a limited selection, but they have it, right?
They have a limit, yeah, limited. Not they don't carry the full line. And then right down here at Point Loma Seafoods.
Point Loma Seafoods has
those
it.
Are the main locations right now.
Yeah, and they have spices and rubs,
mm-hmm.
and they have some of the mixes too.
Yes, yeah, some of them. They have a selection of them. They don't carry the full line.
And of course, we're in that area too, so you can just come on by our shop.
Yeah, and you get the full selection.
You get the full
selection. Or you go online and order online. Mm-hmm. I mean, shipping is really reasonable.
Three
too,
packs
right?
of rubs is like $4.50 to ship it.
To ship it?
Pretty much.
Really?
Anywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
If you get like three rubs, if you start getting the sauce and stuff like that, it may go up to $7.50, $8 to ship.
Yeah. And you will locally ship some smoked fish, too, if people want.
If it's within one day.
If it's in one day. If,
one day
like, you can do
otherwise, it starts getting pretty pricey if you do the priority next day.
Yeah.
FedEx, it gets pricey and it kind of doesn't make sense.
But if it's like Orange County or something like
you
that.
You can do if we can do it one
LA,
day ground,
Orange County.
Yeah.
Then it's relatively
It starts to make sense where it's not. It's not horribly expensive.
Hey, but if you're not living in Southern California where it's 75 degrees today and you're on the East Coast snowed in, what better gift than to receive some fresh fish?
Absolutely.
Right?
And we will send it to you know,
anywhere.
We don't restrict it. It's just we'll let you know what it costs.
Hey,
if
I was in Boston and snowed in and had to shovel the snow off my front porch, I think it'd be awesome.
Some spicy tuna jerky is what you need.
So bring it on.
You're making me hungry now, for sure.
It is getting breakfast time.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Definitely a good one. Hey, how about Chuck? Chuck and Dana Point. We appreciate you joining us this morning, Chuck.
Hey, buddies. Good morning. You guys are making me hungry, too. But,
right?
You know, on the bluefin, I never rinse it with water. I use paper towels, and then I put them in my freezer bag, and I, you know, vacuum seal them. And then I put it in ice water. And you get about 5 days, and then about that fifth day, you can't get rid of it or eat it. I smoke it, and then I get another 4 or 5 days to give it away again. So that's a pretty long time after you got back and keep it fresh and safe to give out, you know. But taco thing, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that's a good game plan you got going there. It works.
Yeah. And then the tacos, you got the pokey mix. You make your coleslaw out with a little bit of jalapeno. Then you're doing the panko. Well, I put half panko and half Parmesan, shredded Parmesan, and I use taco seasoning in my egg batter. And you cut strips just big enough for the kids' tacos. And another tip is when you do your shells, I salt my shells in the oil, and they come out like chips. You know, the kids go nuts. Try
it. All right. You got this down.
Yeah, good job. Hey, appreciate the call this morning. Hey, a nice text from our good buddy Captain Benny Florentino. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
Said he just got back from Gonzaga Bay with Afro Krim and used the Fisherman's Processing Poke Mix with some of the fresh yellowtail. Quick and easy. Thanks for a great product. Fishing was incredible on Cabrilla and yellowtail. Great show. We're so jealous, Benny.
Yeah,
my gosh, what a place.
Yeah,
huh?
Good morning, man.
And to be down there with the AFCO crew.
He's
your son.
He's a speech mix for that Cabrilla.
Oh my gosh, yes. Man. Yeah. So what's the ceviche mix is basically all the ingredients you need to make ceviche other than the vegetables and
the
lime
citrus juice. Yes.
Yeah.
All your flavors.
Wow. That's what a great addition to what you've been doing there.
It is so good. It's so easy. It fits right into what we're doing.
Yeah. And then the other new one was what?
Smoking S&P.
So, yeah. So that's for mostly meats, or can you use it on
anything?
Fish?
Vegetables.
Anything you'll salt and pepper.
Yeah. How do you develop this stuff, Kristen?
I go crazy in the kitchen.
Yeah.
On my creative days, I'll just pull out all the spices that I have and just kind of throw stuff together and see what sticks. Sometimes it's like, oh, that's good. Let's try to – I didn't measure anything out, so let's go see if I can recreate that.
Yeah.
So.
And then sometimes you go, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, there's sometimes I've tried things. It's like, that could just be tossed.
Yeah. So how many different spices and rubs do you have right now?
I'm guessing, but it's over a dozen.
Over a dozen.
Over a dozen. Over a dozen.
I can't wait to use the ceviche.
Then we got infused salts and smoked salts. And
do?
That's an addition.
Oh, that's over
and
above.
We have the sriracha smoked infused salt. We have
ghost pepper
infused salt.
Whoa.
Hickory smoked salt. Applewood smoked salt.
And all that's at fpgourmet.com.
It is.
You want to order it online.
You can order all that online.
Great.
Yeah, killing me. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this killer gift pack. From Sean and Christian supplied us plus $100 to Cal's Custom Reels when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 and the ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete, this has been such a fun show.
It really has.
All right,
talking everything.
All right, so we have a caller picked. Christian picked the caller, and we have a texter pick, and Kristen picked the caller there.
Close enough.
Yeah, Chris, Christian is on the phones. Kristen is here in the office. Yeah.
And Sean's got the coin.
So flip the coin. We'll see who it is.
And it's a caller.
It's a caller. Who's the caller?
Congratulations to Cheer.
Yeah. Cheer in Cardiff. Yeah. All right. Congratulations, Cheer. You're the winner. And thanks a lot, guys. What a great show. And a
lot of fun.
Kristen and Sean, I mean, so much to talk about. And we barely scratched the surface on fisherman's processing, which is the main business.
Exactly.
And one of the things I really want to stress is make your reservations. You have a long-range trip planned this summer, spring, fall, whatever. Now is the time to make a reservation,
yes.
Right?
First
why
call
is that important?
Well, first call is to make your book your trip.
Book your
second
trip.
Second call is to call us and make your reservation. If we take your reservation, we're not going to deny you service. We're going to get you're in guarantee.
And you're in. If you're on the list, you're before everybody that comes after you.
The list gets prioritized
for same day.
Order of the boat has to do with it too. As the boats come in, we prioritize our reservations according to the boat's return.
Yeah. Okay. So now is the time to call and make that reservation
as soon as you book your trip.
And then if you have if you on a private boat, you want to drop fish off, call first. Right?
Call first. Just make sure we're all good to go. And I don't see any reason why we won't be, but just call just so I know that you're not wasting your time if you get there.
Yeah, and you can just bring your fish in and drop it off.
You just drop. Yeah, we have a team of crew that can help you in the parking lot. We'll unload your vehicle and get it all set.
All right, great. And again, website, phone number?
Website is fishermansprocessing.com. FP Gourmet, if you want to do the online store. Phone number to the shop is 619-255-3128.
All right.
Right there on Taylor Street. See us soon.
Thank you both. All right. Appreciate it very much. And thank you, Corey. Great job today. Thanks to Christian on the phones and, of course, Adam on the app. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego. Going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you then right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Cook app.